USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the start of the Great Recession in 2008, the Fed Reserve is cutting the federal interest rate by a quarter of a point in an effort to help stimulate growth and stave off a possible economic slowdown. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says this would be the first round of a limited number of possible rate cuts.
All of these objectives will support achievement of our overarching goal to sustain the expansion with a strong job market and inflation close to our objective.
And Wall Street's reaction to the Fed's announcement, the Dow lost 334 points. Lawmakers are taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating Boeing 737 MAX airliners. FAA Acting Deputy Administrator Carl Burleson says airline oversight is never perfect.
FAA's employees are not complacent about their mission. They work every day to ensure the safety of the American traveling public.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
Dozens of ExxonMobil workers in a Texas plant are being treated for minor injuries following a fire.
Keep in mind it's early at this point, but non-life-threatening, we can confirm that. Minor burns, first-degree type burns.
Baytown plant manager Jason Duncan says 37 victims were hurt when there was an explosion on Wednesday morning. As far as a motive for the fire?
We did have a loss of containment, and we did have a fire and explosion. We do not know what the cause of that incident is, but I can tell you we're going to work diligently to figure it out.
While visiting in Baltimore on Wednesday, U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson says there's some problems in the city that can't be swept under the rug.
You know, there are problems here in Baltimore. There are good things in Baltimore. There are bad things in Baltimore. Baltimore's been in the news a lot lately.
Carson's comments come as President Trump has also called the city on Twitter corrupt and rat-infested. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump has faced some backlash from Democrats for going on Twitter and saying that Baltimore is a rat and rodent-infested mess. C-SPAN journalist Steve Scully sat down with the president and asked him about racism and him being labeled as a racist.
Well, I think the word has really gone down a long way because everybody's called a racist now. Her own party called Nancy Pelosi a racist 2 weeks ago. The word is so overused, it's such a disgrace. And I can tell you, I'm the least racist person there is in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And they use it almost when they run out of things to criticize you. They say, he's a racist, he's a racist. Now, in some cases, it's true. There are people that are racist, bad people. But with me, they have a hard time getting away with it, and they don't get away with it. And if you look at what I've done for African Americans between, look at criminal justice reform. President Obama tried so hard to get it, he couldn't get it. You look at opportunity zones, and then, of course, look at the opportunity zones are a tremendous success, by the way, not covered. But we did that as really an experiment. It's the most successful. I think it's one of the most successful things ever done for the inner cities. It's turned out to be Tim Scott of South Carolina worked very, very hard on it. So many other people did. And it's really become a great success.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.